In a dramatic turn of events just a day ahead of the crucial trust vote for the Harish Rawat government, the centre today imposed president's rule in Uttarakhand. The centre has justified its decision, saying there was complete breakdown of governance in the state and the chief minister was indulging in horse trading.
Well, the Congress has called the move a murder of democracy, accusing the BJP of systematically engineering trouble and toppling Congress governments in state after state. In fact, Harish Rawat says the centre was targeting his government from day one. So we are asking, first Arunachal Pradesh, now Uttarakhand, have centre-state relations hit a new low?
लोकतंत्र के खून से रंगे हुए हाथों को जब जनता की तरफ जिस राज्य में भी मोदी और अमित शाह जोड़ेंगे तो लोग कहेंगे कि अरे इन हाथों पर तो अरुणाचल में लोकतंत्र की हत्या का खून लगा है, उत्तराखंड में लेटेस्ट ताजा ताजा खून लगा है और इसीलिए मैं कह रहा हूं कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी को यदि लोकतंत्र में यकीन है तो कम ऑन हाउस को डिसॉल्व करिए और चुनाव में आइए।
पिछले 9 दिन से उत्तराखंड की सरकार हर रोज संविधान के प्रावधानों की हत्या कर रही थी, तो पहला संविधान का उल्लंघन यह हुआ कि संविधान की धारणा यह है कि शासन बहुमत से चलता है, कानून बहुमत से बनता है, बजट बहुमत से पास होता है।
Less than 24 hours before he was to prove his government had the numbers on the floor of the Uttarakhand Assembly, Harish Rawat hitting out at Prime Minister Modi and his former Congress comrade and former Chief Minister Vijay Bahugna for plunging the state into President's rule. For over past 3 weeks, the state has witnessed a deepening political crisis after 9 Congress MLAs openly revolted against the Rawat government. Last night, Prime Minister Modi had chaired an emergency cabinet meeting where it was decided to recommend President's rule.
हम मांग करेंगे अदालत से और चाहेंगे कि ये राष्ट्रपति शासन जो लागू हुआ है इसको रद्द किया जाए।
Interestingly, the Speaker Govind Singh Kunjwal today ended the suspense and disqualified 9 rebel Congress MLAs.
भारतीय राष्ट्रीय कांग्रेस की मुख्य सचेतक श्रीमती इंदिरा हृदयेश के द्वारा दी गई याचिका पर दल बदल कानून के तहत मैंने अपना निर्णय कर दिया है और उसमें उस दल के 9 विधायक उनकी सदस्यता समाप्त कर दी।
A disqualification of the 9 lawmakers effectively reduced the strength of the 70-member house to 61, which would have allowed the Congress to win a trust vote with support from Independents and the Progressive Democratic Front. The ousted Chief Minister has now levelled a serious charge against the man who can be termed instrumental behind the Congress's rebellion, Vijay Bahugna. Harish Rawat claimed that Bahugna was playing into corporate hands.
जो इनकी नीतियां थी जिससे कि राज्य का विकास अवरुद्ध हो रहा था, जिससे भ्रष्टाचार बहुत फैल गया था, खनन में, शराब में, जमीनों में, वो सब पे जांच होनी चाहिए।
उत्तराखंड वंस अगेन विटनेसिंग अ चेंज ऑफ गार्ड व्हाइल द कांग्रेस हैज सेड दैट इट विल गो टू द कोर्ट्स विद दिस, इट्स आल्सो प्लानिंग टू मेक दिस अ बिग कैंपेन इशू इन द ऑनगोइंग इलेक्टोरल कैंपेन अक्रॉस सेवरल स्टेट्स, बट इट्स आल्सो गोइंग टू बी इम्पोर्टेंट टू सी हाउ ऑल ऑफ दिस विल प्ले आउट व्हेन उत्तराखंड सिलेक्ट्स इट्स नेक्स्ट गवर्नमेंट नेक्स्ट ईयर। In Dehradun with Gopal Singh and Tanya Saili, Siddharth Pandey for NDTV.
Well, so first Arunachal Pradesh, now Uttarakhand. The question we are asking is, have centre-state relations hit a new low? To talk about that, we are now joined by Aman Sinha of the BJP, Kishore Upadhyay of the Congress, Umesh Kumar, Editor-in-Chief of Samachar Plus, the private TV channel that carried out the sting operation which got Harish Rawat into a lot of trouble. And we're also joined by Mr. Subhash Kashyap, former Secretary General of the Lok Sabha and a constitutional expert. Thanks to our panel for joining us. Aman Sinha, let me start with you. The question is simply this. Why would the centre not allow the trust vote to take place? Why impose President's rule despite the fact that the governor had given Harish Rawat time till tomorrow? The Congress is saying that once the rebel Congress MLAs were disqualified, you knew you were going to lose. That's why you did this.
No, Neha. In fact, the Harish Rawat government in the state of Uttarakhand had lost majority on floor of the house on 18th March itself when their appropriation bill failed. And about 35 MLAs in writing they had given to the governor also that they have opposed the bill. And immediately thereafter, Chief Minister Harish Rawat should have resigned, but they did not do so. And thereafter, an unconstitutional government was carrying on. They indulged in rampant horse trading. You have seen for the first time in history of independent India, a chief minister bargaining and doing horse trading on video footage. We have specific substantive evidence. Not only that, once the appropriation bill fails, the government has no authorization to spend even 1 rupee from the public exchequer. And therefore, it was a clear case of breakdown of constitutional machinery. The speaker thereafter colluded. He was acting in a totally partisan manner. Let me point out that there was blatant discrimination as far as applications and petitions with respect to 10th schedule were concerned. Today, you have seen that speaker has come out and given a ruling that they have been disqualified. There is another petition which is pending where a BJP MLA had switched sides, and that petition has not even been taken cognizance of. So this is the blatant manner in which the numbers, the composition of the house was sought to be manipulated. They were indulging in rampant horse trading. Apart from that, it was a clear case of breakdown of
Aman Sinha, the BJP is accused of the same thing that you are accusing the Congress, that is, of horse trading as well. Kishore Upadhyay, if I can bring you in there. Kishore Upadhyay, the Speaker did not allow the division for the appropriations bill. Subsequently, there was a floor test that the Governor announced, but Kishore Upadhyay, that sting operation. Mr. Aman Sinha, I'll come to you, sir. You've had your speak. Let the Congress speak now. Kishore Upadhyay, the sting operation, the alleged sting operation, that possibly turned the tide against the Congress government?
I don't know, but I was apprehensive when Mr. Narendra Modi curtailed his Assam visit. He was busy there for electioneering, and he is bloodsucker of Congress governments from Arunachal Pradesh to now trying Manipur and Uttarakhand. About sting operation, I will tell you one thing. What crime committed in that?
Amitabh, has anybody taken any decision in Arunachal case was upheld by the Supreme Court?
Right. Let Mr. Upadhyay finish and we'll come to you.
Let me finish.
Just some
honorable chief, when honorable chief minister categorically denied the sting operation, what were the means of examining of CD? Whether the instruments used in making the CD were examined, who examined all these things, and if in the sting operations government goes, let me tell you, this happened in Gujarat also, when Narendra Modi ji was chief minister there. You know very well when Amit Shah ji was home minister there,
what is and the that time one that
girl was chased. Sting operation.
My friend is making
whether Mr. Narendra Modi resigned, whether the president rule was imposed in Gujarat.
Right.
The now government the in the state of Uttarakhand had lost the confidence
tell,
of the house on 18 March
me,
itself.
Aman Sinha,
and thereafter they were indulging in rampant horse trading.
Why don't you wait right. tomorrow? What was the problem?
All right, Aman Sinha and Kishore Upadhyay, I will come back to you in just a bit, but let's bring in our other panelists into this debate. We'll also go across to the editor-in-chief of the channel, which actually carried out that sting operation, which seems to have got Harish Rawat into a lot of trouble. But before that, Mr. Subhash Kashyap, if I could come across to you now. Article 356 has always been mired in a lot of controversy. We know in the past it's also been used often as a weapon to make states fall in line. But sir, do you believe that the Uttarakhand case is a fit case for invocation of Article 356? And do you believe that it can stand legal scrutiny if challenged in a court of law?
I believe imposition of precedence rule under Article 356 should be the very last option and should be used only in extreme cases. But here there is a more fundamental and more substantial issue involved, and that is whether the government in Uttarakhand had lost majority support on 18th. If they had lost majority support after the defection or whatever you call it of 9 Congress members, then the government has no right to continue in power. If they continued to have majority support, then they had every right. Then they had every right to continue. Now that is the basic question.
Mr. Kashyap, if I could ask you a follow-up question here. Sir, if I could very quickly ask you a follow-up question here. You do make a valid point about the proceedings in the Assembly on the 18th of March, but Harish Rawat maintained all along that he still had the numbers, that he was going to prove his majority tomorrow. The governor had given him time till tomorrow, and after those 9 Congress rebel MLAs were disqualified, Harish Rawat was pretty confident that he will sail through the trust vote. Therefore, do you believe that the centre should have waited till tomorrow?
You see, one thing is, on 18th, if division was asked for, then the speaker had no option but to allow division. In Lok Sabha, I know, even if one member stands up and says division has got to be allowed. There is no alternative. Now, if division was asked for and it was not given, it was improper. Secondly, under the 10th schedule in the anti-defection law case, the speaker functions as a tribunal and has to function as a quasi judicial authority. He has to give time, reasonable time, to the members. He has to allow the advocates to appear if a demand is made. He has to give appropriate opportunity to the members to present their case. Question is whether that was done. If that was not done, what was the hurry in deciding the case in hot haste, just one day before the trial of strength is to be taken?
Fair enough point. Umesh Kumar, if I can come to you. Umesh Kumar, sting operation ki baat jab ki ja rahi hai, aapka jo aarop hai wo hai ki aapko politically use kiya ja raha hai, kyunki is sting mein bhi kuch specific nahi dikhaya gaya hai ki chief minister actually paisa offer kar rahe hai.
Aap pure sting ko agar Amitabh ek baar dekhenge to aap usko 22.5 minute ka sting hai, aap usko suniye, uske ek ek word ko suniye, aap khud kahenge ki इसमें कहां पर खुलासा नहीं है, किस चीज का खुलासा नहीं है. आप एक विधायक की बात कर रहे हैं और मैं कह रहा हूं कि वो 25 मांग रहे हैं. 25,000 तो आज के जमाने में कोई विधायक नहीं मांगेगा ना. अगर मैं कह रहा हूं कि 25 मांग रहे हैं और वो कहते हैं कि नहीं साहब मैं तो 5 कर पाऊंगा, तो 5,000 की बात तो कहीं नहीं हो सकती ना, या 5 लाख की नहीं हो सकती है. और उस स्टिंग में मेरा कल हरीश रावत जी ने प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस की स्टिंग चलने के बाद, तकरीबन 12.5-13 मिनट वो बोले. उस 12.5-13 मिनट में उन्होंने सिर्फ मुझ पर आरोप लगाए, मेरा कैरेक्टर डुबियस है, संदेह है, चरित्र नहीं है, लोग ये नहीं है, पूरा शहर मुझे जानता है. मेरा ये कहना है कि अगर मेरा चरित्र जो है वो संदेहास्पद था, तो कि आप सरकारी हेलीकॉप्टर से उड़कर जॉली ग्रांट एयरपोर्ट पर सरकारी हैंगर में मुझसे बात करने क्यों आए. एटीसी के रिकॉर्ड्स हैं, मैं कब लैंड किया हूं, सीसीटीवी फुटेज है एयरपोर्ट की, आप किससे में लैंड किए हैं, वो एटीसी का रिकॉर्ड है. आपने मेरा चरित्र हनन शुरू कर दिया
जी. उमेश जी, आप कह रहे हैं आप पे पर्सनल अटैक हो रहा है, ये बात सही है, क्योंकि आज भी हरीश रावत जी ने प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस जो किया उसमें आप पे सवाल उठाए हैं, आपको बीजेपी का नया दोस्त बताया है, ये तक बोला है कि आपके एसेट्स प्रोब होने चाहिए, तो उसके बारे में आपका क्या कहना है.
मैं कहता हूं आप ये देखिए कि अगर मेरे संपत्तियों की जांच होनी चाहिए तो आप जांच दे दें. आप जो मेरे खिलाफ कार्रवाई करना चाहते हो आप करें. मेरी कोई संपत्ति आपको बेनामी मिले, मेरा कोई एसेट ऐसा दिखे जो मैंने किसी गलत पैसे से खरीदा हो, आप उसको राज्य सरकार में, देश के हित में कहीं भी आप उसको, मैं आपके चैनल पर कहता हूं कि मेरे पास कोई भी अगर संपत्ति आप कहते हैं कि ये बेनामी है, ये गलत पैसे की है, आप उसको देश हित में कर सकते हैं, मुझे कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. दूसरी बात, एक मिनट. दूसरी बात, अभी मुझ पर आरोप लग रहे हैं कि मैं बीजेपी का दोस्त हूं. 2009 और 2010 के अंदर देश के अंदर 3 बड़े खुलासे हुए, आप जानते होंगे. हाइड्रो स्टिंग आया था, एक 1000 मेगावाट परियोजनाओं का उत्तराखंड में, जिसमें 56 माइक्रो हाइडल प्रोजेक्ट दिए गए थे
बीजेपी की सरकार ने।
हेलो
जी, जी जी वो स्टिंग ऑपरेशन मेरा था
जी। स्टेडियम लैंड स्कैम मैंने बोला आप मुझे बताइए तब बीजेपी आ रही है हम आ रहे हैं आपके पास अभी कांग्रेस का दोस्त आज हमसे बोल रहे हैं कि हम आपसे बिल्कुल नहीं लीजिए तब बीजेपी वाले कहते थे मैं कांग्रेस का दोस्त हूं आज 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 कांग्रेस का दो बात है जी।
मे आई आस्क वन क्वेश्चन टू मिस्टर अमन सिन्हा, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल ब्रीच टुक प्लेस इन उत्तराखंड और कैन बी ए डुबियस स्टिंग ऑपरेशन वुड बी द बेस ऑफ इम्पोजिंग प्रेसिडेंट रूल इन इलेक्टेड।
श्योर, लेट मी टेक दैट क्वेश्चन टू हिम, बट मिस्टर उपाध्याय, बिफोर दैट, विल द कांग्रेस बी टेकिंग द लीगल रूट?
No, definitely we are taking. Our options are open. We are going to all forum available at the moment.
Mr. Sinha, answer the question that Mr. Upadhyay
had
posed. Also, Aman Sinha, if I could very quickly add, one question, Aman Sinha. Aman, I'm coming to you only.
Okay,
the question is, the Congress essentially says that there is a pattern to this. Not only are they calling this a murder of democracy, they're saying you first did this in Arunachal Pradesh, now you are doing this in Uttarakhand. This is the BJP's way of systematically toppling one Congress government after another.
And why not dissolution of assembly in Uttarakhand?
No, in fact, not only Congress is losing
confidence
among people, it is losing support among people. And it is losing, please allow me to respond now.
Go ahead, Aman.
The Congress is losing support of their own people, their own elected functionaries. They are all, it is their own, they are all disgruntled by the Congress party leadership. This is the allegation that they have made against the top Congress leadership. And let me say, in Arunachal Neha, the decisions of the union government were upheld by the Supreme Court. Who is saying that it is murder of democracy? Then that tantamounts to, casting aspersions on the Supreme Court. And let me say, Neha, that the first, my friend was asking, where is the constitutional breach? Let me enlighten him. The first constitutional breach took place on 18th of March this month itself, when the government lost the confidence on the floor of the House. It was outvoted.
A failed appropriation bill
was sought to be passed through by the Speaker. Thereafter,
the Speaker will decide that.
Please, you are not the one who is going to decide that. 35 MLAs in writing, they have voted against.
But the nine Congress MLAs were not there when the BJP met the president.
Show cause notices.
They weren't there when he met the president.
Your own speaker says.
Dr. Kashyap, how do you view history? Do you view after both the Sarkaria Commission? Mr. Sinha, I'll just come to you. Can I get in Dr. Kashyap here? After the Sarkaria Commission and the Bommai judgment, do you think the centre is not going whole hog in terms of how they used to in the past?
The anti-defection law has been attacked.
Right, Dr. Kashyap, can I get you in here?
Is saying. And therefore, each and every day that this government was continuing,
what is the question?
Just saying that viewing history and how Indira Gandhi, Morarji Desai have used Article 356, has the Bommai judgment really changed the centre imposing its writ?
Sir, may I request if one I thing can to speak. Mr. Kashyap?
Yeah, Dr. Kashyap, go ahead.
Yeah, you are constitutional expert.
I said at the very beginning that president's rule should be the very last option and should be used only in extreme cases. But whether that extreme situation has arisen has to be decided by the president. Article 356 is very clear. If the president is satisfied on the report of the governor or otherwise that a situation has arisen in which government of the state cannot be carried on in accordance with the constitution, he can at any time impose president's rule.
Right. Aman Sinha, if I could come back to you for very quick last comments. The Congress has made it clear that they are going to fight this legally as well as politically. The matter will end up in the Supreme Court. Do you believe that you are on a strong enough legal footing in this case?
Absolutely, Neha. And in fact, the unconstitutional manner in which this government, state government of Uttarakhand, was carrying on without any legal mandate, legal sanction, after losing the confidence of the House, which was proven in the floor test which happened on 18th, because appropriation bill is the most important legislation for any government. After it failed, this government was completely unsustainable in eyes of law, and it was the constitutional obligation of the Union Cabinet to ensure that the constitutional machinery works in the state of Uttarakhand, and therefore the recommendation of President Rule was given. It was the obligation of the constitutional obligation of the Union government, right, not to allow such an unconstitutional government to carry on for one day and work in this unconstitutional, illegal manner.
Sure.
And Neha, please note the way in which partisan manner in which Speaker was acting. He has opined and ruled against the dissident Congress MLAs. But one petition of dissident BJP MLA which is pending, it has not been taken cognizance of.
Aman Sinha, so you are accusing the Speaker of partisanship, but it is also true that the Governor, whose report the Centre is supposed to go by, had given Harish Rawat time till tomorrow. So you are accusing the Speaker of partisanship, but what about the Governor whose decision it was to give Harish Rawat time till tomorrow?
But Neha, please look at the manner in which the composition of House was sought to be manipulated by rampant horse trading.
All
Chief
right,
Minister
Mr. Padhyay,
sitting in the constitutional office is offering bribes, is offering offices.
All right, Mr. Padhyay, quick closing
the
comments.
BJP,
this unconstitutional government,
the BJP is questioning all the constitutional authorities, including the Speaker of the Assembly and the Honorable Governor. This is very bad, shameful. I will say, I will ask Mr. Aman Sinha one question. Why don't you dissolve the Assembly?
Why not dissolve the election?
Why
elections,
assembly,
right? Kishore Upadhyay, Aman Sinha, Dr. Subhash Kashyap, and Umesh Kumar.
They are the king of horse
traders. Gentlemen, we're sorry, but we've completely run out of time. Thanks very much to the entire panel for joining us. Amitabh, of course, it's very clear that this is not the last we've heard on the controversy. The matter will end up in court.